reducing stigma and enhancing care for people who use alcohol. Alcohol use is common and associated with varying degrees of harm. Heavy alcohol use can lead to the development of an alcohol use disorder. Or, the stigma and discrimination that people with OUD often face can act as barriers to seeking clinical services and may negatively impact the quality of care they receive. This article outlines best practices for working with people who use alcohol, emphasizing the importance of addressing stigma in caring for and communicating with clients. Written from a harm reduction perspective, it highlights the significance of client-driven goal setting and autonomy, meeting clients where they are regarding their behavior change goals, and maintaining a non-judgmental, compassionate stance. Clinical vignette. Jordan is a 45-year-old black man who was referred to a health service psychologist, HSP, by his primary care physician after screening positive for heavy alcohol use. At intake, Jordan reports increased anxiety, trouble sleeping, and increased stress due to a recent job loss. He also reports drinking nightly to cope with stress and to help with sleep. He does not view his alcohol use as problematic. Without exploring the context surrounding Jordan's alcohol use, the HSP emphasizes the severity and potential danger of daily drinking to cope, focusing on the risk of becoming physically dependent and long-term health concerns. Because Jordan does not see his drinking as problematic, the HSP suggests that Jordan is in denial. The HSP tells Jordan he must admit that he is an alcoholic and be willing to abstain from alcohol if he wants to recover and experience relief from his presenting problems. In response, Jordan expresses his discomfort. He shares that he does not feel ready to make the drastic change of eliminating alcohol from his life. He also mentions that, as a black man, he has experienced discrimination within the healthcare system, which the HSP fails to acknowledge. The HSP expresses that it will be difficult to work with him if he is not willing to admit that he has a problem. Jordan leaves this interaction feeling misunderstood, judged, and hesitant to continue working with the HSP. Key background on topic. Alcohol use and alcohol use disorder. Alcohol use is widespread and leads to varying levels of harm. In 2023, approximately 67.1% of adults and 15.1% of adolescents, aged 12 to 17, in the US reported alcohol use in the past year. Many people do not experience substantial harm from their alcohol use, and alcohol use itself is not pathological or indicative of a problem. However, some people use alcohol in ways that led to alcohol-related problems, including physical, psychological, and interpersonal concerns. Heavy and prolonged alcohol use can lead to the development of an alcohol use disorder, OUD, the most common substance use disorder, SUD, in the general population. According to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, 5th edition, DSM-5, an individual meets criteria for an OUD if they endorse two or more of the 11 symptoms in the past 12 months. These symptoms fall into four conceptual clusters. 1. Physiological aspects of alcohol use, for example, tolerance or withdrawal. 2. Loss of control over alcohol use. 3. Alcohol interfering with other meaningful activities. 4. Problems resulting from alcohol use, such as failure to fulfill obligations. Individuals who endorse 2, 4, or 6 of the 11 symptoms meet criteria for a DSM-5 diagnosis of mild, moderate, or severe OUD, respectively. OUD is highly heterogeneous in terms of etiology, presentation, developmental course, and comorbid psychopathology, which is not often captured through a DSM-5 diagnosis. In 2023, 11.2% of adults and 5.5% of adolescents, aged 12 to 17, in the US met criteria for an OUD. Alcohol use represents a public health concern that contributes to a high global burden of disease and incurs significant economic costs, treatment gap, and barriers to care. Despite the public health impact of alcohol use, most people with an OUD will successfully reduce their alcohol use over time or will no longer meet criteria for OUD. Many do so without formal treatment. Although some individuals may benefit from formal treatment, many do not receive treatment due to various individual, social, and structural barriers. These include lack of self-reported need for a treatment, a belief that one can self-manage their alcohol use, fear of judgment, normalization of alcohol use, stigmatization of alcohol-related problems, financial barriers, misconceptions about treating people who use alcohol, and lack of treatment availability, especially in rural areas and within marginalized communities. Origins and consequences of alcohol-related stigma. Many stereotypes and stigmatizing views toward people who use alcohol can be traced back to historical movements. For example, the moral model of addiction from 19th and early 20th century Christian temperance movements frames SUD, including OUD, as a matter of personal fault and moral failing. This model asserts that those experiencing problems related to substance use are inherently flawed and lack willpower and self-control. The more recent brain disease model of addiction emerged to alleviate the stigma, shame, and blame resulting from the moral model, but its success is debatable. Labeling SUD as a chronic, relapsing brain disease can reduce perceived personal fault, yet it may also lead to reduced beliefs in one's ability to recover, a phenomenon known as prognostic pessimism. Due to this pathology-focused narrative, an artificial binary forms between normal drinkers and alcoholic drinkers. In reality, alcohol use exists on a continuum. At any point along this continuum, people can seek support and re-evaluate their relationship with alcohol. Clinical and ethical challenges. Prioritizing client-driven treatment goals. Clients approach clinical services with different perspectives. Some arrive with clear goals in mind, and others do not yet know how they want to address their relationship with alcohol, because abstinence has historically been viewed as the optimal outcome. Some may assume it will be expected of them. Requiring conformity to abstinence can be disempowering, and is one reason people may be hesitant to seek help. Clinicians should engage in open, collaborative conversations to explore goals that are meaningful and realistic to the client. Client-driven treatment goals vary. Some will choose abstinence. Others may aim to reduce how often they drink, moderate the amount consumed, or focus on improving other life areas such as health or social engagement. All of these are valid goals, and priorities may shift over time. Alcohol-related harm also exists on a continuum, and harm does not always directly correlate with use. Some people can reduce harm or improve health and quality of life without necessarily achieving abstinence. Lack of culturally responsive care, structural racism, and other forms of oppression contribute to health inequities and disparities in substance use treatment utilization. Culturally responsive treatments address unique cultural experiences, values, and challenges that shape alcohol and substance use behaviors. When treatment infrastructure is not primed for culturally responsive care, systematic or responsive modifications can help. These can include culturally relevant elements, meaningful metaphors, preferred language, or matching client and clinician identities. Without such considerations, a large population of individuals may have their unique challenges with substance use go unseen and unaddressed. Practice considerations. Recognizing clients' reasons for using alcohol, alcohol use, like other behaviors, is functional and context-dependent. People drink for many reasons, including social facilitation, coping, and enjoyment. Understanding why people use alcohol helps clinicians see the person as a whole and informs more effective, compassionate care.